这是小弟在尔湾教会注目六年的最后一次的安息日，跟大家一起在这里敬拜神。
This is my last Sabbath here in Irvine, in my 6 years here as a resident pastor, to worship with everyone today.
所以也很高兴能够利用早上的机会我们有这个圣餐礼，我们一起来思想，来感谢主耶稣一切的爱，一切的恩典。
So I'm delighted to have this opportunity to share the message with everyone this morning, as well as partake in the Holy Communion together.
其实也是因为一个意外所以我们有这次的圣餐礼。
And it was also because of an accident that we're going to have the communion this morning.
因为我们在上个月的灵恩会，我们才办了圣餐礼。
Now, because last month we just held our Holy Communion sacrament.
所以有人或许会想说，怎么这么快又有这个圣餐礼
？So some may wonder why are we having another one so soon?
在这个上一次圣餐礼擘饼的时候通常我们是会留下一小块万一不够的时候能够用。
Usually, when we hold the Holy Communion Sacrament, when we break the bread, we leave a few pieces left.
当在举行洗脚礼的时候我看到那个准备的人，他上来把一些葡萄汁的空的那个空杯子把它收起来。
And when I was doing performing the foot washing, I saw that the cup used for the grape juice was being taken away.
我就心里想说，今天大概人数没有那么多。
So I was thinking to myself, perhaps there's not many people today receiving the cup.
那所以在擘饼的时候，我就因为有六个盘子，我就很有自信的说，每一盘擘三十片。
And so as I was breaking the bread, I felt very confident in breaking allotting 30 pieces of bread to each plate for the 6 plates.
那这样就会有180片。
So that would equate to about 180 pieces of the bread.
那我们领杯是179个人。
And there were 179 that partook of the cup.
照说180片也会够的。
And so logically, 180 pieces of bread would be enough.
但是上一次的圣餐礼有人没有领到这个圣餐饼。
It was found out later that some people did not get to receive the bread in the last Holy Communion.
那对我来讲呢会是一直一个很亏欠的事情。
To me, this was something that I had overlooked and I felt bad about it.
所以谢执事他很快的就是说六月份陈传道在这里的最后一次安息日聚会，我们再来办一次圣餐礼。
So Deacon Shea suggested that next month, when it is Pastor Chen's last Sabbath here, we shall hold another Holy Communion for everyone and all those who weren't able to take the bread in the last one.
其实我是一个很念旧不太喜欢这个动的人。
I'm a sedentary person. I don't like to move around a lot.
所以其实对尔湾教会我是很眷恋的，很怀念这个很不想走的。
I'm a person that likes to stay in one spot, and I don't like to move about. So I kind of miss. I'm going to miss leaving Irvine.
但是在做圣工上面，一件很忌讳的事情就是，当你对你自己很有自信的时候。其实那是很危险的。
One thing I found out while doing work for God is that when you have when you're full of confidence in yourself, that becomes a danger.
我很有自信的认为180片就够了。
I confidently felt that 180 pieces of bread was enough.
结果呢？是有人没有领到饼。
But it turns out that some did not were not able to receive it.
这也提醒我是应该走的时候。
This is also a reminder to me that it is time for me to go.
因为人总是在一个地方待久了就会很人性的这种弱点，对很多事情就觉得很有自信。
Because it is a human nature that once we're in a place for a while, we grow accustomed to it and comfortable, and we become too confident.
所以虽然是很不愿意走但是主耶稣告诉我，我要继续。往下一站走。
Although I'm reluctant to go, the Lord has instructed me that I must move on.
今天早上我们 跟大家分享的题目是三支十字架。
This morning's message is the three crosses of Calvary on Calvary's hill.
主耶稣这么爱我们，我们都知道我们要为主耶稣而活。
The Lord Jesus loves us so much, and we know that we must live for Christ.
因为神是圣洁的神，所以我们要为他而活。
But God is a holy God, and we must live for Him.
因为主耶稣他要再来，所以我们要为主耶稣而活。
For Jesus will return again, and so we must live for our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣的十字架也是一个最大的原因，我们要为主耶稣而活。
And the Lord's cross is also one of the greatest reasons why we live for Him.
这个十字架就是神的圣洁跟他的爱的一个最大的显明。
Now, this cross is a demonstration of his love and his mercy on us.
虽然当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，周遭的人，包括他的门徒，对这件事情都是充满着无知。
And when Jesus was put upon the cross, those around him were still full of ignorance.
那就像主耶稣所说的，我现在所做的你们不明白，将来你们就要明白。
Just as the Lord said that what I do now you will not understand, but you will understand later on.
那其实这个十字架真的就是神最大的智慧、最大的爱。
But this cross is God's greatest wisdom, His greatest love for us.
我们一起来回顾一下当时在这个哥哥他山上的情景，并且来做一些思考。
So let us go back to the time when Jesus was put on the cross in Golgotha, and let us meditate upon it.
主耶稣被罗马兵钉在哥哥他山的这个哥哥他山上，钉在十字架。
Jesus was nailed onto the cross at Golgotha by the Roman soldiers.
当时有两位犯人跟他一起同钉。
At the time, two robbers were nailed beside him.
一个在左边，一个在右边。
One to the left, and another to the right.
从人来看，他们三个人都被钉十字架。
From a man's view, these three people were nailed on the cross.
其中一个是因为他的犯罪而来受死。
And for one was because of his sins that he was to be punished to death.
其中一个是死在罪中。
And another one was dying in sin.
主耶稣是向罪来死。
But Jesus, he died for others' sin.
他是 to sin, 对罪而死。
But he died to sin.
这三个人当中有两位，他们是全然的有罪。
And two of the three people nailed on the cross were sinful people.
所以他们为了自己的过患，他们来付上代价。
And for their crimes, they have paid the price.
主耶稣是全然的无辜。
But Jesus was full of innocence.
他是为了我们所有的人来付上代价。
He was completely innocent, and yet he sacrificed his life for us.
请看路加福音二十三章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章三十九节。
Luke 23 verse 39.
那同定的两个患者有一个讥诮他说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”
Verse 39. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us."
四十节，那一个就应声责备他说：“你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？
Verse 40, but the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation?"
这两个患的重罪的患人，他们受了他们应该得的刑罚。
And these criminals who committed severe crimes paid or justly punished for their crimes.
其中有一个他在十字架上他还讥笑主耶稣。
But there was one on the cross that blasphemed Lord Jesus.
那另外一个，他显然有一个非常的特别的一个观察跟反省跟这个领悟。
But we can see the other had a keen awareness of the situation.
我们请看四十一节。
Let's read verse 41.
我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
And he said, "And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong."
这个人在他的观察里头，他发现了一个很重要的 一个属灵的事实。
In this other robber's observation, he discovered a very important spiritual truth.
他承认说我们是有罪的。
He confessed that they are with sin.
这是一个很重要的一个事实。
And this is a very important truth.
啊，这也是一个世界上许许多多的人他们难以接受的一个事实。
This is also a truth that is hard for people in the world to bear.
啊，就是世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Which is that all men have and women have sinned and fall short of God's glory.
啊，我们常常会将人啊来做一些分类或者分别。
We often categorize people.
啊，照着他的种族来分别。
We categorize them by their race.
有时候照着他从哪里来的来分别。
We categorize them by where they came from.
啊，有时候甚至照着他的这个脸孔来做分辨。
And we even categorize them by their facial features.
那神怎么来分别我们世上的人呢？
But how does the Lord Jesus categorize us?
啊，就是用恩惠来做分别。
He uses his grace to categorize us.
有人在神的恩惠里头。
There are some within the Lord's grace.
有人在神的恩惠以外。
And there are others that are outside of the Lord's grace.
啊，我们都需要在神的恩惠里头。
We must all be in the grace of God.
这个承认自己有罪的这个犯人，他希望他能够在神的恩惠里头。
And this robber that has confessed his own wrongdoing, he wants to be in the grace of God.
因为他已经明白了，在神来看只有两种人。
Well, he has realized that in the eyes of God there are only two kinds of people.
他过去是在神的恩惠以外。
In the past, he was outside the grace of God.
他明白了，他必须要在神的恩惠里头。
But now he realizes that he needs to be within the grace of God.
现在他遇到了主耶稣。
And now that he has met the Lord Jesus.
他知道这是一个机会，这可以成为可能。
And he was aware of this opportunity and this possibility.
啊，在我们生活里头，人跟人之间真的会有很多的很大的差别。
In our lives, there are many differences between people.
但是这些差别在神来看，并不是差别。
But these kinds of differences in the eyes of God are not considered differences.
啊，市政府里头的市长跟清洁工，在人来看是大大的不一样。
In our eyes, the city council member or the mayor and a janitor are vastly different.
哦，在社会上那些重要的人物跟很平凡的人物，他们是不一样的。
And in our eyes, the people who have a high social status and those that have low social status are drastically different.
在医院里头，医生跟病患他是不一样的。
And in the hospital, a doctor is greatly different from the patient.
哦，在这个街道上，警察跟行人他是不一样的。
And on the streets, the police is greatly different from the pedestrian.
哦，但是所有的这些的所谓的不一样，对神来讲没有不一样。
But all of these things that we consider differences in the eyes of God are not.
在神的面前，人都是失落的人。
Because everyone in the eyes of God have fallen.
啊，所以借着主耶稣，我们要每一个人都要来发现、来承认，没有主耶稣，我们是失落的人，我们只是罪人。
So everyone before the Lord Jesus must come to know and confess that we have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God.
啊，当我们能够这样来承认主耶稣，他要成为我们的朋友，他更是要救我们。
And when we can confess this, the Lord Jesus will be our friend and He will save us.
我们请再看《路加福音》23:39。
Let's continue reading Luke 23:39.
那同定的两个犯人有一个讥诮他说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”
39. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us."
42. 就说耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
在哥哥他山上的这两个犯人，他们都向主耶稣来求救。
The Golgotha Mountain, these two criminals pled with the Lord Jesus.
39节的这一位，他希望在现在的这个境况当中 能够被救。
And the criminal in verse 39 wanted to be saved from his in his present situation.
从这个被钉十字架这一个苦行里头被拯救。
He wanted to be delivered from the pain and suffering he was experiencing on the cross.
就好像在十字架底下有人讥笑主耶稣说，你如果是神的儿子，你从十字架上下来。
Just as those that were on the ground looking at the Lord Jesus mocked him and saying, if you are the Son of God, take yourself down from the cross.
所以三十九节这个犯人说，你可以救自己和我们。
But this criminal says, if you are the Christ, save yourself and us.
他希望从现在的这个境况当中来 被救。
He wanted to be delivered and released from his current situation.
现在的遭遇对我们来讲都是那么的真实。
And all the present circumstances that we're in for each of us are very real.
这个人在十字架上受痛苦。
And this person on the cross, criminal on the cross, suffered a great pain.
所以他希望解除现在的这个痛苦的境况。
And so he wanted to release himself from that painful situation.
但是他没有得着。
But he was unable to do it.
看看我们自己，其实我们也常常是这样子。
If we look at ourselves, we're often like this criminal.
我们常常为我们现在的遭遇来做祈求。
We often plead to God to help deliver us and help us from our current circumstances.
其实这个是被允许的。
But this is allowed.
这也是常常这样的祷告、这样的祈求是蒙垂听的。
And this kind of prayer is listened to by the Lord.
也常常因为现在的境况得着主耶稣的医治，得着主耶稣的拯救。我们继续的走在这一条信仰的道路上。
It's oftentimes that when our prayers are listened to by God and He heals of our present pain or solves our difficulties in the present situation, that we continue our faith in that same manner.
但是我们也晓得，我们也像这个患人一样，我们也常常并没有得着。
But just like this criminal, we also discover that many times we also are not delivered.
另外四十二节的这个犯人呢，他是祈求从这个罪中被救。
The criminal in verse 42, he wanted to be delivered from his sin.
被救，无论是哪一个层面，都是重要的。
Being saved, no matter how you look at it and what perspective, is very critical.
但是这当中还有那个更重要的、更有价值的。
But within that, there is something that's even more valuable.
就是四十二节这位患人所说的，从罪中把我救出来。
Which is what this criminal said in verse 42, to be saved from his sin.
他为什么能够祈求这个最重要的、最有价值的？
And how was he able to plead to the Lord Jesus for this most important thing?
难道说在十字架上他不痛吗？
Was it that he was not suffering and enduring pain on the cross?
虽然他有喝了那个苦胆调的酒，那个做麻醉用的，但是还是很痛。
And even though he had drank the sour wine that was used for anesthesia, he was still feeling the pain.
但是当他想着看着主耶稣的十字架，
but when he was contemplating and looking upon the cross that the Lord Jesus was nailed on,
他发现现在的遭遇并不是最重要的。
He realized that this current situation was not the most important.
所以他能够跳脱这个现在的遭遇。
And so he was able to transcend above the situation he was in.
他做了一个最有价值的祈求。
And he made the most valuable plea to God.
最能够蒙垂听、蒙成全的祈求。
And the most most important plea that will be listened to by the Lord.
我们也总是生活在现在的境况、现在的遭遇里头。
And we often live in the present circumstance, the present situation.
当我们的为了现状来祈求蒙垂听了。
And sometimes we oftentimes pray for God to help us in our current situation, and our prayers are listened.
我们就充满着感谢，我们的信仰就好像大大的提升。
And when our prayers are listened to, our faith is strengthened.
但是当没有得到我们所要的，
But when we don't receive what we ask for,
我们又在信仰的这一种 困惑里头，在那边绕不出来。
And we continue wandering within our faith.
我们需要像四十二节的这个犯人，这样来跳脱这个现在现况的这种捆绑。
Then we need to be just like this criminal in verse 42 to take ourselves away from that kind of situation.
所以我们看着主耶稣，仰望着十字架。
So we fix our eyes upon the Lord Jesus and on His cross.
这也是我们举办圣餐礼的目的之一。
This is also one of the main reasons why we hold Holy Communion Sacrament.
像四十二节的这一个人，他承认自己的过犯，他来接受主耶稣做他唯一的救主。
This criminal in verse 42 confessed his sins and he accepted the Lord Jesus as his Savior.
他看到他需要有将来的那个复活。
He knew the importance of the rebirth in the future.
他相信主耶稣的复活。
And he understood the importance of the resurrection, and he believed in the Lord's resurrection.
所以他也期望着将来他也要复活。
And so he also had hope in his future that he will resurrect.
众人都看到主耶稣也在十字架上受苦。
And the multitudes all witnessed that the Lord suffered on the cross.
这个人在受苦的当中，他所看到的主耶稣是万王之王，万主之主。
But within his pain, this criminal saw the Lord as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
当我们来思想十字架，我们也应该可以有这样的一个领悟。
When we think about the cross, we can also have this kind of realization.
不管人们是怎么的来看来对待我们的信仰。
And no matter how other people treat our faith.
但是我们知道我属主耶稣，他是万王之王，他是万主之主。
We know that the Lord we worship is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
路加福音23章43节。
Luke 23 verse 43.
耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里的。
And Jesus said to him, Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
在哥哥他山上，我们看到主耶稣的拯救。
On Mount Golgotha, we saw the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
在哥哥他山上，我们看到主耶稣来到这个世界的目的。
On Mount Golgotha, we saw the purpose of Lord Jesus coming into this world.
主耶稣用肯定的、很肯定的语气来回答这个犯人。
He used a very confident attitude in replying to the criminal.
在十字架上，主耶稣又救了这一条宝贵的灵魂。
And even on the cross, the Lord Jesus saved this precious soul.
从哥哥他山上，我们看到主耶稣的怜悯是实在的，是肯定的。
On Mount Golgotha, we see that the Lord's mercy is real, and he will forgive people.
在哥哥他山上，我们看到将来永生的天国。是真实的，是肯定的。
And on Mount Golgotha, we also see that the heavenly kingdom is real.
在哥哥他山上啊，我们看到很真实的人性。
And on Mount Golgotha, we see humanity that is displayed.
因为这样的人性啊，让人在神的面前就只有两种人。
And because of this humanity, before God, there's only two kinds of people.
一种是在神的恩惠里头，一种在神的恩惠以外。
One is those that are within God's grace, and the other are the ones that are outside of God's grace.
两种的人，当然就会有两种的结果。
And two kinds of people will have two different outcomes.
主耶稣对四十二节的这个犯人说，今天你要同我在乐园里。
Verse 43, the Lord assures the criminal that today he will be with him in paradise.
我们要努力的、不断的求主耶稣保守我们在他的恩惠里头。
We must strive and to keep ourselves within the Lord and within his grace and under his protection.
现在我们要奉主耶稣的圣名来办圣餐。
And now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll commence the Holy Communion Sacrament.
我们一起站起来唱诗296首。
Let's rise and sing hymn 296. 我们 give thanks to the unleavened bread.
照着主耶稣的应许。 在灵里头，他要成为他所赐给我们他的身体。
According to the Lord's promise in the Spirit, it will become His body that He has given for us.
我们所注谢的葡萄汁在灵里头成为主耶稣所赐给我们他的宝，所赐给我们他的宝血。
And when we give thanks to the grape juice in the Spirit, it will become His blood that He has given for us.
所以领受圣餐是领受奥秘，也是在领受一个极大的恩典。
So when we receive the Holy Communion, receiving a profound mystery as well as a profound grace.
因为这个跟生命有关系，跟将来的复活有关系。
Because this has a direct relation with our life as well as our resurrection in the future.
所以这是一个很严肃的一件事情。
So this is a very solemn sacrament.
旧约的逾越节是预表着这个圣餐。
And the Passover in the Old Testament represents the communion.
在逾越节可以享用这个逾越节的这个无效逾越节的晚餐的有一个很重要的条件。
And in order to partake of the feast of the Passover, there are some important requirements.
就是男丁必须要受割礼。
Which is that the males must have been circumcised.
那这个割礼在新约圣经里头，新约圣经里头就预表着赦罪的洗礼。
In the New Testament, a new covenant, the circumcision represents the baptism that has washed away the sins.
那所以还没有在真耶稣教会受洗的我们亲爱的朋友请你这一次你暂时不要领。
And so those of our friends that have not been baptized in the church yet, please refrain from partaking at this time.
很谢谢你尊重我们对圣餐这样子的严肃的态度。
Thank you for respecting our solemn attitude towards the Holy Communion.
愿主耶稣祝福你，带领你，让你早一日也能够明白这个赦罪洗礼的道理，而来接受赦罪的洗礼。
And may the Lord continue to guide you, and that you can come to understand the truth regarding baptism and the Holy Communion.
那我们现在，我们请一起跪下来，我们来祝谢这个圣餐饼。
So now let us kneel down and give thanks to the bread.